Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday, May 1st, to discuss some housekeeping changes regarding parking during dip net season. According to the ordinance, the fine for parking tickets or violations off of the airport is currently $50. This ordinance would increase the fine to $100. The current fine for violating city-paid parking requirements is $50. Airport parking fines are listed separately, and the only other parking requiring payment by the city is associated with the dip net fishery. In 2023, the day-use parking fee was $22.05, and the overnight parking fee ranged from $49.61 to $60.64. According to a memo from Terry Eubank, dip net parking fees have risen over the years. The penalty for not paying the parking fee should also rise in a manner that the fine for violating the parking rules is greater than the fee for complying with paid parking rules.
Our goal and our intent is for people just to comply with the parking fees and not get fined. And I know in the past, the police have even allowed people to go up and actually pay the fee they should have paid. And they will dismiss or tear up the ticket for a paid parking fine. So, our goal is, again, just to get the fee so that, or the fine, so that it was in excess of what the actual fee was that you would be violating.
After a vote, the ordinance passed with all five present members in favor and two absent. Senator Sullivan, among legislators who introduced a bipartisan legislation, want to overturn Biden's EV mandates. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, along with Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska and U.S. Representatives John James of Michigan and Russ Fulcher of Idaho, introduced the bipartisan Congressional Review Act legislation in the Senate and House on Wednesday to block the Biden administration's electric vehicles mandates. The Environmental Protection Agency recently finalized new emissions regulations, which would require up to two-thirds of new cars and nearly 40% of trucks sold in the U.S. to be electric vehicles in 8 years. These regulations are not only disastrous for our economy, but Alaskans know very well that EV technology just doesn't work in rural states, especially with those extreme cold temperatures and communities separated by thousands of miles where reliable transportation is a matter of life and death, said Sullivan. Make no mistake, this thinly disguised attempt to get rid of the internal combustion engine without congressional authority will only hurt hardworking families across the country, worsen the supply chain crisis, and deepen our reliance on Chinese Communist Party-controlled critical minerals. Ricketts and James introduced the CRA resolution for the light and medium-duty vehicles rule. Sullivan and Fulcher introduced the CRA resolution for the heavy-duty vehicles rule. Sullivan and Ricketts are both members of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. James and Fulcher are both members of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Kenai police arrested a Kenai man last week after police discovered that he convinced a minor to send him explicit images. On April 18th, the KPD discovered that 57-year-old Ronald Morris had been using the social media app known as Snapchat to send and receive sexual images and messages with a minor over the course of 2 days. According to the charging documents, police discovered that Morris purchased marijuana and a vape for the minor in question.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.